Handling paper. Two kinds of paper will cross your desk. Valuable, a sales update, and superfluous, information about the office pool. Throw the superfluous stuff away without even setting it back down on your desk. Never give it a second thought. Handle the valuable material as little as possible. If you can, attend to it right then and there. Read updates, sign authorizations, write responses on the spot. Put reading material like magazine articles aside for a regular dedicated time. If you can't act on a paper for some reason, make a small dot in an upper corner. The next time you pick it up, make another dot. You'll soon see how often you're handling the same piece of paper again, and you'll be motivated to do something about it. Budgeting your spare time. Routine tasks will easily expand to fit the time available and eat up all your spare time unless you make a definite decision to devote it to the things you think are important. Allot your time in the following manner to make sure that you are able to do all the things you need to. 1. Spend 1 hour a day in quiet meditation on the following subjects. A. Your plan for your definite major purpose. B. Contact with infinite intelligence, affirming your gratitude for the blessings you have. C. Self-analysis, identifying the fears you need to master and making plans for doing so. D. Ways to increase harmony in all your relationships. E. The things you desire instead of the things you don't want. 2. Devote 2 hours to going the extra mile by rendering some sort of service to your community, your spouse, or your family, without expecting any kind of reward for it. 3. Study and read for self-improvement for an hour. 4. Spend an hour in contact with members of your mastermind alliance or close personal friends. This leaves 3 hours for relaxation, recreation, exercise, and other responsibilities. As you become familiar with these activities, you may be able to combine them with other things. You can meditate or read while commuting on the bus or train. If you have to drive to work, listen to audio tapes of self-improvement books. Carpool with a member of your mastermind alliance and use the driving time for discussion and problem solving. If your relaxation involves a worthwhile hobby, teach it to youngsters in local service groups, rendering extra service to your community. The possibilities are as many as you can make them. Follow this schedule 6 days a week and set aside 1 day for nothing but mental and physical relaxation and your religious and philosophical activities. You can spend much of this time with your family. You all will be glad you did. Budgeting your money. Many people have written good and valuable books about specific ways of managing your money. Seek them out. I won't provide you with the nitty-gritty details, but I will remind you of the importance of budgeting your money. Like time, money should be spent with a definite purpose in mind. You must create a budget for all your expenses, and you must use self-discipline in sticking to it. Your first priority in any budget should be to set aside a fixed percentage of your income for savings. The rule is, pay yourself first. A strong and growing savings cushion is an important weapon in your fight against the fear of poverty. If adversity or ill health strikes, adequate savings will allow you to start looking for the seed of equivalent benefit right away. You won't panic about the mortgage payment, and you'll be able to recover more quickly. Make sure that you have adequate life insurance if others depend on you. The cost of a good policy is worth the anguish you will save your dependents. Your sudden departure from this life will be more than enough sadness for them. Don't compound it with the threat of the poorhouse. Allocate some portion of your income to charity. This is an important part of going the extra mile. Let's hope you never have to depend on some worthy group to help you out. But what right do you have to anyone's aid if you have never given any help yourself?